everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Elle's Hope. I hope you guys subscribe so you never miss an episode. Make sure to comment and give a rating. Let's go. I just wanted to read quickly through our amazing comments that we've currently gotten. Today is just going to be a shout out day. That's what my Elle's Help is going to be, but there's also going to be a DIY, so hang in there. So as you guys know, Easter's coming up. Last Friday, I did a special pre-Easter extravaganza episode. And today, before we do our DIY, I just wanted to take a moment to shout out. Okay, so the first shout out I'm going to be talking about is of one of my very favorite ones, and it is one of my just favorite because it's so cute. It's J Sushi B I X N S J S. Lovely. It was awesome sauce. Keep making more. So sweet. Thank you so much. The other one was of Layla the Girl. Hey, your podcast is freaking awesome, and your guys are super duper duper funny. And a reviewer of this podcast said, wow, this podcast is a really funny and great way for these girls to talk about their lives and what it's like to be the oldest. Perfect. I give this a 9 out of 10. Well, how sweet. And the last one was from See You Doula. Love it. I love the DIY episodes. Also, Abby, please show up in more episodes. I think that you need to post more episodes like once every week. I also love Elsa. Bye. Answered the first would you rathers. One, Abby's live in on a beach and Elle's live in a fancy apartment. Well, so sweet. Thank you for all the reviews, and let's get on with the episode. So today, I'm actually featuring Mila. She's my sister.
Hi!
And guess what we're going to be doing today, Mila? We're going to be doing, for this very special episode, we're going to be doing Would You Rathers. Or, wait, no. A Would You Rather at the end. But what we're going to be doing for the Elle's Help DIY is some Easter DIYs. Mila, why don't you go first for an Easter DIY?
Ooh, I have a good one. Easter DIY. Ooh, you should make, like, these eggs, but instead of having candy in it, you have two, but you, and you have to open one, and then if you like, and if it, when you want it, you can open the other one. Then, but not if you like it, but you have to guess who gave it to you.
So you take your eggs and
to guess what.
Oh, so each member of the family makes an egg and you have to guess who it's from?
Yeah, no, but it has something in it.
Yeah, and it has a note in it or something?
A note and something for the gift.
That's super cool. One of my Easter DIYs is something that I mentioned in my Easter extravaganza episode, which is Easter hide and seek. It's where someone dresses up as a bunny with or a chick, bunny ears, a tail, some you could use
a chick
because it's chicks and bunnies. You could use black eyeliner to make the whiskers and the ears, and it's bunny hide and seek where you have these trails of eggs that lead you places. So like say that someone was hiding in the living room, you made a trail of eggs from the kitchen to the living room. They could be hiding from the living room or the kitchen. Now, why don't you say another DIY?
Okay. Ooh, this is really good one. Okay, so you have to do the backyard. So
it's backyard?
Well, yeah. On the inside. So you have to Easter hunt and you find like these eggs and I give you hints and stuff.
So it's an Easter scavenger hunt.
Yeah, but
I love your egg theme.
At the end, so you can find the bunny, and then the bunny has to like hop or run away. Like, yeah.
So the trail of eggs leads to the bunny.
Yeah, and then it has to run away, but when they can't,
and leads you to treasure.
Yeah, but if the bunny doesn't see people, they have to have eggs on the way.
Oh, the bunny is creating paths to itself. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Okay.
But he doesn't know, and then he has to hide And then,
so the bunny makes trails of eggs and then hides and sees if people follow them.
And if they find it, then he has to go up.
Did you just fart?
No. He has to go up stairs and hide. Then if he finds it, guess what happens?
What happens if you find the eggs? And the bunny, of course.
Yeah. You get to... They have to...
It's a bit of an improv. She's like, she's really little.
I'm only 8.
No, well, you're not 8, you're 7.
You're 28.
You're not 28.
Well, I'm 17. And I'm 27. And yeah.
She's 7. She's just 7. Okay.
So
what happens after you find all the eggs?
You get to take anything. It doesn't have to be all of it, but you have to
take. So the bunny gives out prizes and you get to pick?
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh, I have a really good one. So, I used to do this when I was a kid with my grandpa and my parents. So, you have a map, and then you start. I usually start in my room.
Shh, it's cool. Be quiet. Our mother has a night shift set where she works, so she's sleeping right now.
Yeah. So, I used to start in my room. So, when I was a kid, I used to. There's a map, and it could have. Like, instead of nights, I could have eggs. And then when we get to end.
It's like a map of the house or yeah. Backyard or something, and you mm-hmm. follow the egg path?
No.
On the map?
Yeah. And then we find, we have two baskets. Well, or one. Or three each. So we have to mix it up. And if we pick the wrong one, the other person can mix it up.
So, like, if there's candy in the basket, and if you pick the wrong one, the other person gets the candy. So, it's two people. They go to these baskets.
No. If, and then, no, because they, it's like, so they have cards. So, if it said, first go to the laundry room, it would have a card to say, to give a hint. Like, I like to play with the dogs. It's not inside, but it's somewhere else. So you can be outside, up in the, cause our dogs like-
Yeah, we have a four.
Yeah, our dogs like to play on the trampoline sometimes, so we go on the trampoline.
Right, and so it's basically Sabra gets your heart with cards, and the cards lead you to something.
And then at the end, if you ever go to the end, or if you don't give up, the parents have to. The kids get to pass the parents around for a month. No, for a year.
Dang. Okay, the last DIY we're gonna do is an Easter carnival. In the backyard or inside, wherever you want, you can set up little stations. You can set up a hard-boiled egg toss into buckets. You could set up an egg painting station, a candy auction, a bunny charades. You can do anything.
Ooh, and here's another one. So,
okay, why don't we save another idea for another episode? And why don't we save another idea for another episode? And maybe next time, maybe we can even do a full interview and you can tell us. How does that sound?
Okay.
Shh. Hope you guys enjoyed
this. 2 thumbs up.
Okay, shh. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Elle's Help. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Make sure to give a rating and a comment. Bye, and happy Easter.